Shirley.
Come on. Hey, Shirley. Wait your turn. Come on, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley, how about some service?
I'm coming, I'm coming.
Shirley, could you give us our check?
Well, hold on, fool. You ready, Arnold?
Ready? Are you kidding?
We gotta go. Shirley, we've been ready for 15 minutes.
Well, it's good practice.
Practice for what?
For the next 15 minutes.
I gotta eat soon. My stomach's begging for food.
If I was your stomach, I'd beg for mercy.
Hey, Shirley, come on and take our order.
All right, what do you want, Dwayne?
Okay, let's see. I think I'll have a...
My change.
Right.
What?
No. Excuse me, young lady.
You're excused.
One moment, please.
Hands off, turkey!
I'm sorry. I'd like a seat.
If you got one, I'm gonna put it in the booth. Well, are you ready yet?
Yeah, let's
see. What's the problem around here?
The problem is I'm doing everything. Serving, cleaning, cooking. I am a one-woman restaurant.
You are a chain of restaurants.
Don't mess me today, Rerun. I don't have time for you.
Where's Rob? How come he's not cooking?
Oh, he's down at restaurant supply place.
Oh, we'll see. I think I have
Miss.
Right away.
We blew it again.
Who does he think he is?
We don't have any.
Shirley, who is that guy?
I don't know, but he must be a tourist. He asked for a menu without stains.
Can we order now?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Miss.
Oh, what?
Sorry.
That's Rob. Maybe we can get this place organized and decide what you want, Dwayne.
Huh?
Well, Mr. Barnes, what a surprise. How are you this fine day?
I'm fine.
Fine. How are things down at your fine bank?
Well, everything's fine down at my fine bank.
That's fine. It sure is a fine day for approving loans. Did I get mine?
Well, not quite yet.
Well, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong. I just thought I'd drop by and see how things operate here on a normal afternoon. Hope I didn't catch you off guard.
Oh, no, no. I'm glad you dropped by. It's always like this every afternoon.
Is it?
Oh, yes. Good business, good service, good food. Hey, Shirley, would you take this gentleman's order? You would have something, won't you?
Well, I would like to take a look at a clean menu.
Oh, well, our new menus are being printed up right now. We can make up anything you want. Shirley!
What?
Would you give this gentleman anything he wants?
Okay, what it'll be?
Well, I'll have a cup of espresso and a tuna and avocado sandwich on stone ground wheat.
You will? Where you gonna get all that?
Rob, what seems to be the problem?
That waitress seems to have an awful lot on her mind.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, she was a little rude, and she gave me a dirty spoon.
Shirley should know better. I'll talk to her.
Listen to him. He's complained ever since he walked in here.
Forget about him, Shirley. I've decided.
Shirley!
Now what is it?
Shirley, this spoon is dirty.
Wait till you see the kitchen.
Get a clean spoon.
No, no, you get a clean spoon. Huh? Did I get it? See, I've been cooking, writing orders, waiting on tables, trying to make you some money, and you just stand around doing nothing, talking to that pinstripe pest.
I know it's hard to get help, but that's ridiculous.
Yes, I know, and I'd like to apologize for her behavior. It will not happen again.
Don't worry about it.
Here's your clean spoon. Anything else?
Yes.
What?
You're fired.
Fired? Well, that's just fine by me, Rob. Just fine. Here. You don't work the place in here. It's okay by me. I don't care.
I'm sorry you had to do that, but I admire a man who can make those kind of decisions.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I'm impressed, Rob, really impressed. I'll bring Mr. Grayson back tomorrow afternoon.
Mr. Grayson?
Our chief loan officer, to check out my recommendation that we approve your bank loan.
Hey, man, that's fine.
Fine.
It's gonna be a fine day.
A bank loan, so that's who that cat is.
Yeah, no wonder Rob's been slobbering all over him.
Yeah, but firing Shirley because of him is cold.
Yeah. Somebody should tell Rob off.
Yeah.
And it should be one of us.
All right.
Okay, who wants to do it?
I'll handle it.
All right, all right,
we run.
Rob!
What is it?
That's something you ought to know.
What?
Tell him, Dwayne.
Congressional. C-O-N-G. What a stupid word.
Hi, Dee. Mama home?
She's in the kitchen fixing our dinner.
Mama, I'm home.
Hey, don't bother her, Roz. She's fixing our dinner.
Are you staying for dinner rerun?
Thanks for the invitation. I accept.
Mama throwing another crop of potatoes.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hi, Miss Tom.
Roger, you're home early.
Yeah, we're not gonna hang around Rob's anymore.
Oh?
Shirley got fired.
Fired? What happened?
Well, Rob is trying to borrow some money, so the guy from the bank came in today, and Shirley insulted him.
She should know better.
She didn't know he was from the bank.
That doesn't matter. A person shouldn't insult another person no matter who he is. You should know that, fool.
Watch your mouth, dear.
She can't. It moves too fast.
Was Shirley very upset?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she was crying a little.
Oh. Say, why don't we call her and invite her over for dinner?
I'll call her. What's her number?
I don't know. You guys know it?
Uh-uh.
Nope.
Call information, D.
I'm not calling any information.
Why not?
Because when you call information, some dumb man on a record yells at you. And you can't yell back because he's on a record. And if I want to listen to a record, I'm going upstairs and listen to Stevie Wonder.
Why don't you just go and look her up in the book, Roger?
Right. Oh.
Now what's the matter?
I don't know her last name. Dwayne?
No, I just call her Shirley.
He run.
I don't know. Every time we want her, we just say, hey, Shirley. Maybe her first name is Hay and her last name is Shirley. Why don't you just go over to her place and invite her? Dinner won't be ready for another hour.
An hour?
Rerun.
Come on, let's go. Shirley needs us.
Back to your homework, young lady.
Congressional.
Go away.
It's us, Shirley. We want to talk to you.
Go ahead.
Come on, Shirley, let us in.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks,
Shirley.
Y'all.
Did we interrupt anything?
Not yet, but in 15 minutes, Billy D. Williams coming over.
Hey, we're sorry about what happened this afternoon.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, but if that guy wasn't from the bank, Rob probably wouldn't have fired you.
Oh, is that who he was?
Yeah.
Well, what you want anyway?
Well, my mom wanted to know if you'd like to come over for dinner.
I'm not a charity case. Yet.
Perk up, Shirley. Think of it this way. It's not the end of a job. It's the beginning of a new life with nothing to do. Was that stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cheryl, is this your graduation picture?
No, those are my brothers and sisters.
All of them?
They better be. They're the ones I send money home to. Used to, anyway.
Hey, cheer up. Don't worry, my mom will help you figure out something. Now, come on, let's go.
Come on. All right.
We'll wait outside while you change.
Hey, no, she looks fine just the way she is. And besides, we don't have time anyway.
Unless you happen to be the good fairy, Dwayne.
Huh?
Then you can turn this into a gown and this pumpkin into a coat.
Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow, Raj. That was a great meal. Thanks.
Hey, you're welcome. You made my mama feel good, because she loves to see people eat.
She should feel good for a week.
She's a great cook, your mama.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? You sure you don't want to stay and talk to Shirley?
No, man. My mama will kill me. I'm already an hour late for dinner.
Oh, thanks for helping with the dishes, Shirley.
It's my pleasure.
No, it was mine.
Yeah, you got off the hook tonight, didn't you? But the kitchen floor still needs sweeping.
Handle it, Raj. I got homework.
Just a minute, young lady.
It's okay, Mama. I finished my homework anyway.
Well, all right. You could thank Roger.
Yeah, I could.
Come on, Shirley. Let's sit down and talk. Come on, Shirley. Ooh, that's quite a large family you have there. Seven sisters and brothers.
Yeah, and it takes a lot to feed them.
This is true. Say, how old were you when your father passed away?
16. But don't think that my mother and I can't handle it. Between us, we've done pretty good.
I know. So let's see what we can do to keep it going.
Well, I was thinking, maybe you can help me get some work as a maid, you know, just until something else comes along.
Honey, once you start working as a maid, the only something else that'll come along is another house to clean.
But I need work. I got to send money home.
Well, let's see what we can find. Let's look in the classified section.
It's a waste of time, Ms. Thomas. I never graduated high school. I can't type. I can't take shorthand. I can't do anything.
Stop knocking yourself, Shirley. There are a lot of things you can do. You've got a sharp mind, and listen, you're on the ball.
You really believe that?
I really do. Now, wait a minute. Here's something. Make $200 a week without leaving your house.
Hey, wait a second, Mrs. Thomas.
I wasn't finished, Shirley.
Oh.
Sell real estate over the phone. Need city license and car to follow leads. There must be something else here.
Waste your time, Miss Thomas. I already looked.
Oh, don't give up, Shirley. I mean, these days there are lots more opportunities for women. You know about women's rights?
Yeah. This morning I went right to work. This afternoon I'm right out of a job. Look, I love to start this day all over again. You know, I really like that job.
Oh, Shirley, you see, something even better will come along.
Here, Shirley.
What's that?
$3.75. I've been saving it up for a rainy day, but you might as well take it because Mama won't let me go out in the rain.
Oh, thanks, Dee. But you keep saving till you have an even 10, then maybe I'll take it. Thanks, Miss Thomas. See you, Raj. Thanks again, Dee.
All right, Shirley. Now take care.
Okay.
Take care, Shirley. Shoot. Mama, what are we gonna do? Mama, what are we gonna
do? Raj, don't interrupt Mama while she's going.
That's it.
What?
Call rerunning Dwayne and tell him get right over here.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna try the old squeeze play.
What do you mean?
What's the difference? If Mama and Rerun are doing the squeezing, it'll work.
Come on, Shirley. How long does it take for a person to get ready?
I'm ready.
Good. Come on, let's go.
I don't know, Raj. This doesn't seem right.
It is right. It's my mama's idea. She said Cesar Chavez did it, Martin Luther King did it, and there's nothing wrong with it. Now, come on.
I don't know. I feel sorry for Rob a little.
Feel sorry for Rob? Mm-hmm. He fired you and you feel sorry for him? Now, come on, if this works out, you don't have to feel sorry for him anyway. Mm. Now, come on, everything will be all right.
Mm. I don't know.
Shirley.
What?
You're really getting on my nerves.
But these...
Raj, Dwayne, and Rerun got the gang to do this. Are you gonna let them do everything for you?
I guess not.
Then move it.
Where is everybody? Hello, Dwayne.
Hi, Rob.
What do you have?
The telephone.
Hey, what's happening, Rob?
All right, Marvin, what do you want?
The men's room.
All right, Rerun. Huh? Tell me, how do you feel?
Starved.
I love it. What do you have?
Nothing. I'm on a diet. Line's busy. I'll call again later. He's down Rerun. Where's that?
Hi, Ron.
Oh, hi, Melba. What'd it be?
That was it.
What can I get you, fellas?
Hey, where's Shirley?
Yeah. Well, Shirley isn't here anymore. What's going on here?
Not very much, as far as I can see.
Come on, kids. Where is everybody?
Well, who do we look like? Starsky and Hutch?
What are you doing here, Shirley?
I came to get a bite to eat.
All right. What do you want?
May I see a menu? Thank you. Uh-huh. I see you got a lot of delicious things on the menu today. Can you scrape some of them off so I can read the words?
Hey, Shirley.
Hi. Hi, Dean Raj. How are you? Hi, fellas.
Can't wait to see you at your new place.
Good. I'm looking forward to waiting on you.
Oh, what new place? What are you talking about?
This fork is dirty, Ron.
What new place?
Clean fork, Ron.
Yeah. What new place?
I got a job as a waitress at the new place on Crenshaw.
Yeah, and she starts this afternoon, and all the kids going over to welcome her.
I guess that's why nobody's here, Rob. You know the game. I mean, Shirley may be a little wild, loud, brazen, impolite,
rude, and pushy, and oversized, and slow.
And shut up, fool.
But the gang loves her. And where she serves, we eat. And that's the way it goes, Rob.
I get a feeling that you can be coaxed into coming back to work.
Maybe she can and maybe she can't, depending on the amount of the coax.
I'll give her just what she got before, not a penny more. How about it, Shirley?
How about it, Shirley? That's not my idea of an apology.
Shirley, I'm sorry. Would you please come back to work?
Roger?
It's up to you.
Hit it, Dee.
Hey, Shirley, right on. Hey.
Yeah.
Just like I told you, Mr. Grayson. Packed.
I like it.
What do you want, Pinstripe?
Well, what do you recommend?
A new suit. You know, you'd be kind of cute in the right clothes.
I like that girl. She's just the right type for a place like this. Right, Barnes?
All right, sir. Let's grab a seat. Oh, Rob. I'd like you to meet Mr. Grayson, our chief loan officer.
I'm glad to meet you, sir. By the way, Mr. Barnes, about Shirley.
I like that girl. She's the right type of waitress for a place like this.
Well, I thought you would. Have a seat, please. Hey, Shirley!
1 minute. Now, what do you want?
Shirley!
I'll be right back.
Give these fine gentlemen anything they want.
Come on, what do you have?
How's the fish today?
How do you think it is? Dead.
How is your homework coming along, Dee?
Fine. Ask me how to spell congressional.
Okay. How do you spell congressional?
I don't know.
Come in. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Mrs. Thomas. Roger.
Oh, they're all upstairs. Oh. Hey, fellas, come on down. Shirley's here.
How's work, Shirley?
Great, Dee.
Oh. Terrific. I'm happy to hear.
Me too. Hey, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
How you doing, Shirley?
Listen, I just wanted to thank you and to give you a present.
A present? You didn't have to go and get us a present.
Yeah, and besides, you didn't even get a raise, so why are you throwing your money around? Yeah.
Didn't cost me a penny. I negotiated for it.
What is it, Shirley?
That is Rob's new menu.
So what kind of present is that?
Open it up and look on the sandwiches.
Rob's special sandwiches. Number one, the Roger.
They named the sandwich after me?
Sure did. The Roger, a thin slice of meat and nothing else.
That's my Roger, all right.
Number two, the Dwayne.
What's a Dwayne?
A little chicken.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
And this one is perfect.
The rerun.
Yeah, the rerun.
Hey, what's a rerun sandwich?
The rerun. Two thin slices of whole wheat bread, a leaf of lettuce, a touch of margarine, and a slice of tomato stuffed into a barbecued pig.